companions, believers, the stories we hear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message, in which we discuss accounts from the Holy Quran, accounts from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Ahlul Bayt and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, we see what message they have left for you and I, in which it is absolutely timeless, and that serves for you and I bettering our lives, inshallah. And for today, we do have a brilliant topic of discussion, and that is actually regarding a very great and blessed personality, and that is the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And we are going to be discussing her lifestyle, her biography, and inshallah, as we journey through this episode, we are going to be enlightening ourselves by adhering and listening to what message she has left for you and I on how to better our lives, especially for our Islamic sisters out there, how to better their lives as a sister, as a daughter, as a mother, as a daughter-in-law. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is a very beautiful incident in this regard, wherein it's mentioned that a beggar once went to a group of disbelievers for help, and you know, with the intention was actually to mock. So what they did was they sent this beggar to Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhuhu al-kareem, and the beggar went to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and told him about his request. So Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times. He blew up on the palm of that beggar and told him that, close your hand over here and open it in front of those who sent you. Now, the disbelievers, they began laughing and thought that, you know what, nothing would come out of, you know, simply blowing air upon the beggar's hand. So when the beggar went and opened his fist, guess what they saw? They were astonished and surprised to see a gold coin in his palm. And subhanAllah, many disbelievers became Muslims upon witnessing this miracle. SubhanAllah, such is the state of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us also collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, alhamdulillah. As I've mentioned earlier on, that we are going to be discussing a very blessed personality, who is none other than the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. You know, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the home of his beloved daughter, and she waited for him at the door. As soon as she saw him, she began to cry. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her as to, why are you crying? And she said that, she explained that, I see your complexion has changed and you are in pain. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced and he said that, oh my beloved daughter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent your father for such a task that there will be no urban or rural house left on earth. except that he will make this matter, meaning Islam, reach it through your father in an honorable fashion. And this religion shall reach as far as night does. Subhanallah. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spread Islam with so much of effort and striving. And in the incident, you know, that we have just listened to, there is also the mention of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha crying out of love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was his dearest and youngest daughter. And she had sisters as well. The names of her three sisters were Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. Her name, as we know, was Fatima. And Imam Abdul Rahman Jawzi rahimahullah said that Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was born 5 years before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood. And when Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was born, then the surroundings, they were illuminated by the radiance emanating from her face. And Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that my mother said that she was, meaning Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, kanat kal qamari laylat al badri, that she was like the moon on the 14th night when it is full. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Her name Fatima, it originates from Fatima, which means to be distant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept her offspring and those who love her far away from the fire of Jahannam. And her titles, subhanallah, she has many. And one of her titles is Batul. Subhanallah, what a beautiful title. And that means to be detached. And why was she given this title? Because, you know, despite living in the world, she remained detached from this world and never allowed it into her heart. She never allowed the love of this world to enter into her heart. So that was one title, Batul. Her other title is Zahra. And Zahra, it refers to the bud that you see in a flower, the bud of a flower. And she herself, subhanallah, she herself is like the bud of a heavenly flower, because her blessed and sacred body emitted the fragrance of Jannah, which was smelled by who? Smelled by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he visited Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said that, "Oh Fatima, by Allah, I have never seen anybody more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than you. And by Allah, after your father, nobody is dearer to me than you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. And there are also a hadith regarding the rank, the status of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Like in this one narration, it's mentioned that she was named Fatima as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed her and those who love her from the fire of Jahannam. And in another narration it's mentioned that like the Hur are the heavenly maidens in Jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, like the Hur, my daughter Fatima is free from undergoing menstruation, although she is in human form. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that Fatima is part of me. I dislike whatever she dislikes. I like whatever she likes, excluding my family and marital relatives. All familial and marital ties shall end on the day of Qiyamah. Except, of course, for the family ties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that Allah ta'ala becomes angry when you are and becomes pleased when you are. Subhanallah. In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Fatima is a part of me. Whoever angers her has angered me, and her worries are my worries. Her pain is my pain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So all of these views of Madani Channel are showing you and I the excellences of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had unimaginable love for her. You know, when she would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would greet her by saying, "Welcome, O my daughter." He would greet her by saying, "Marhaba, welcome, O my daughter." And he would sit her beside himself. Likewise, we see Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I never saw anybody resemble Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mannerisms, in appearance and conversation more than Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would stand to welcome her and make her sit in his place. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her, then what would she do? She would stand out of respect, kiss Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, and seat him where she was previously set. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, this is the views of Madani Channel. It shows you and I a very, very important point. The respect that she showed to her beloved father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love and affection that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed to his beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is such a beautiful lesson, you know, for daughters out there, for children in general out there, how to respect their parents, how to give the parents that respect, that when your parents enter home, stand up for them out of respect. Go and kiss their hands. Where you are seated, they deserve that place more than you do. This is taught to us by who? By Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you do this, then you would find the home becoming filled with so much of muhabba, love, affection, and much more unity. Sayyida, you know, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also says, that apart from her father, she says that I never saw anybody more truthful than Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And her son, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I would see my mother and she would be doing ibadah at night in the mihrab of Masjidul Bayt. That is a specific place to offer salah in a home. And she would be engrossed in ibadah until Fajr time set in. And then she would continuously, profusely pray for the Muslims. What a beautiful quality she is teaching you and I. That, you know, apart from just making dua for yourself, apart from just praying for yourself, pray for the Muslims at large. Make dua for the Ummah at large. The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Include your parents, include your children, your family. Include the entire Ummah in your duas as well. And this is something beautifully taught to us by Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And also it's mentioned in her biography that Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to sit in her room after Asr Salah on Fridays, and she would ask her maidservant Fidda radiallahu ta'ala anha to stand outside. So when the sun would begin to set, then Sayyida Fidda radiallahu ta'ala anha would tell Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that, you know what, the sun is beginning to set. And then what would she do? Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would raise her hands and she would start making dua. Allahu Akbar. She knew, because she has heard from her beloved father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is a special time on a Friday, on the day of Jum'ah, where du'as are accepted. And she made dua at the time when the sun was about to set. Subhanallah. So you and I, we also gain this lesson that we too, we should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going through some difficulties, you're going through problems, you're having worries, stress, anxiety. Make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially on a Friday, on the day of Jum'ah. Because in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained and he said that there is a specific time on Friday. A Muslim who finds this and asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during it shall be given what they ask from him as a certainty. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that yet that time is brief. That time is very short. Now Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah, he wrote and he said that there are two prevalent options regarding when this time is. The first option is from when the Imam sits to deliver a khutbah until the end of Jum'ah Salah. That's one time. And the second time is the last hour of Friday before sunset. And that is the time, as we have mentioned before, in which Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she raised her hands and she started making dua. Now when we come to her marriage, we see that her marriage, it took place in the second year after Hijrah, in either the month of Safar, Rajab, or Ramadan. Different narrations, either in the month of Safar, Rajab, or Ramadan. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he actually lived far from the home of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he offered his home to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is situated near the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the time came for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to marry Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, then Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa and Sayyida Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they requested for some sand, for soil to be brought from the valley of Batha. And what they did was, they coated the floor of the home with this. With their own hands, they arranged the date tree bark in the ceiling. They made the two pillows and they placed dates, raisins, and cold water. And they also had a wooden pillar installed in one corner of the house, so a water skin and clothes, etc., could be hung on it. Then they announced and they said, "And we have not seen a marriage better than Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha." Subhanallah, what a simple marriage. What a simple marriage, but there was beauty in it. And they themselves have said that they have not seen a marriage better than the marriage of Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And according to some narrations, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arranged the marriage of Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, her dowry, you know what was her dowry? Her dowry consisted of a shawl, a pillow filled with palm bark, a bowl, two water skins, and two flour grinders. This was her dowry. How simple is that, dear views of Madinah Shalom? The Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a life of simplicity to such an extent that when we look at her domestic life, we see Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he recalls and he says that Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she managed the housework. She would grind the flour, she would prepare the food, etc. While Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would deal with the external affairs, meaning he would bring food from the market, he would give water to the camels, etc. And she will ground flour with a mill besides Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And you know, due to that, marks were left on her hands. Allah, Allah. And she would fill and carry water skins on her own and sweep the house herself. Who is this? This is the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, leaving a timeless message for our daughters, sisters and mothers out there. How she was as a daughter, how she was as a wife, how she was as a mother, how she was as a daughter-in-law. Allahu Akbar. You know, subhanAllah, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even with this such an amazing honor, she lived such an exceptional, simple life. She had a single sheepskin, right, upon which she would sleep at night. And by morning, the same sheepskin had fodder cast across it for camels to eat. She would use the sheepskin, one single sheepskin, to sleep. And the next morning, it would be flattened out, it would be put out for camels to eat. Allahu Akbar. There was also no servant in the home. Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She lived a life of simplicity. And she also shared a very beautiful, a wonderful relation with her mother-in-law. Who was her mother-in-law? Sayyida Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. That was the mother of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And, you know, she displayed a practical example of the relationship a daughter-in-law should have with her mother-in-law. And, you know, nowadays, you see daughter-in-law and mother-in-law in some homes, it kind of turns into a battle. You know, sometimes the roof gets blown over, and usually mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, there's always these arguments, these heated debates and these fights, quarrels, etc. And if you are watching out, if you're watching this, you know, you are a daughter, a mother, a daughter-in-law, and you are watching this, take an example. Take Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha as your role model and learn, read her biography. You know how she was with her mother-in-law? This can be known by the saying of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, wherein he valued this virtue of her so much that he once said to his mother that Fatima will ensure you never ever have to worry about household matters. Allahu Akbar. And that brings about peace and unity. You know, the blessed life, the sacred life of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's an amazing, amazing example, you know, for us to act upon, for our mothers and Islamic sisters out there. This, it rings true, especially for our Islamic sisters. If they follow in her footsteps and take on simplicity in their lives, they can run a home even on a low income. How is this? The evidence is there. The evidence is Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha herself. You know, if a daughter-in-law treats her mother-in-law as well as she treats her own mother and accompanies her through life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then guess what will happen? The household will be calm. The household will have tranquility, peace and serenity. In fact, the daughter-in-law will live a peaceful life with her in-laws. Yes. You know, if our Islamic sisters follow in the footsteps of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah, Allah, and they lead a life of piety, they act upon the Sharia, they practice the Sunnah, they perform acts of worship, and they encourage their children to do the same, then they would grow to become true followers and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a poet has very beautifully said that, become pious and veiled like Zahra, and you will see children like Shabir in your lap. Allahu Akbar. What a profound statement. What a beautiful stanza, beautiful statement, that become pious and veil like Zahra, like Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and you will see children like Shabir in your lap. Like Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Because, you know, if you really look at it, the mother is the first school, is the first madrasa. In order for the children to grow up strong, brave, you know, and having good character, the mother has to be pious. The mother has to have good character. I mean, imagine if the mother does not have good character and her child is still young. The child is observing what the mother does. The mother speaks, her tone, all of this the child is observing. And what the child sees is what the child does. Copy and paste. You can't tell the child, do this, do that, do this, do that. No, they're too young for that. The child will only look at you. Whatever you're doing, the child is going to do the same. Now imagine if you are taking off, screaming, shouting, scolding, taking off with the husband in front of the children, taking off with the mother-in-law, with the father-in-law, and arguments are happening in front of the child. What do you think will go in the mind of that child? Allah, it's something serious. The child, when he grows up, or when she grows up, she's going to think it's normal, and then she will also do the same. Because they saw the mother doing it, they saw the father doing it. So it's important. Imagine now, on the other hand, you have a mother who is pious, recites the Holy Quran, recites the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talks lovingly to her husband, talks lovingly to her in-laws, has good character. And the child is seeing all of this. The mother smiles. The mother does not show her anger. Do you think the child is not going to smile? Do you think that child is not going to recite the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you think that child is not going to offer salah, is not going to recite the Holy Quran, is not going to respect his parents and grandparents? Of course, the child is going to respect the parents. The child is going to recite the Holy Quran. Is going to recite the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is going to smile because he saw his mother smile. He saw his father smile. He's going to have good character because he saw his mother with good character. He saw his father with good character. And when you yourself have good character, then your children, as the poet said, then you will have children like Shabir, like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. So it's important, the viewers of Madani Channel, especially to our Islamic sisters out there who are watching this, it is very, very essential. You play an important role in all of this. Your role is very, very important. Your role determines how the child, how your child will grow up to be. So make sure you are a role model at home. You be your child's friend. You be your child's role model. Let them look up to you as the ideal role model. And inshallah, it is hoped, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will grow up to be sincere and true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damul Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he has a beautiful message for brides. And he says that he mentions 5 points. And he says, keep these 5 points in your heart, and inshallah, your household will be peaceful. The first point Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, mentions is, strive to maintain a healthy relationship with your mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Be a positive force in their lives. If they say something negative, do not respond. Number one, right? Number two, if the mother-in-law tells you off, imagine it as your own mother doing so. And by having this mindset, patience will be easy this way, inshallah. It will be easier for you to have patience. Because you've got to take your father-in-law as your father, take your mother-in-law as your mother, take your sister-in-law as your sister. Yes. In order for you to have patience. And he says, point number three, if you ever react angrily when your mother-in-law is angry, then circumstances may become tough for you. And number four, complaining of your in-laws, and this is important, complaining of your in-laws to your parents is tantamount to ruin. He says, be patient. Remember the goodness silence holds. And reply to bad only with good. Yes. Don't reply. Don't use fire and fire. You know, fire is there. You need water to put out that fire. You be that water. You be the cool. You know, you be calm. And eventually, you would put out the fire. And then both will eventually become water, inshallah, will become cool. And the fourth point he says, that in-laws sometimes accuse the daughter-in-law of doing magic or controlling her husband, etc. Ma'adallah. If such a thing happens to you, be extremely kind and wise in your actions instead of losing control of yourself. Five pointers, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Five wisdomful, five beautiful points mentioned by His Eminence, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Now, to uproot these misgivings, do not lock your door during daytime and do not whisper to your husband in the presence of other family members. When your husband, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law is sit to drink tea or spend time together, then make sure that you join them as well. And he says further, that do not make untoward facial expressions before them, nor throw utensils around in a state of anger. Do not scold children in a way that makes them feel you have some kind of vendetta. And consciously involve yourself in all household activities. In other words, impurity is not cleaned with more impurity, but with clean water. So instead of responding to accusations with uproar and with anger, use wisdom and good character. And inshallah, in this way, you will be loved by your in-laws and life will be pleasant. Do not forget to make dua for your in-laws, as dua solves major problems. Be punctual in your fasting and salah. Maintain the veiling required by Islamic law. And also remember, you must veil from your brothers-in-law. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So all of this, it's continued further as well. That build a habit of silence, as speaking too much can lead to disputes. And ignore modern fashion. Follow the sunnah instead. Because success is found in this. And Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyya, says that I exhort you to kindly pray for Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyya, to be blessed with the true love for Medina and burial in Jannat al-Baqi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful piece of nasiha. What a beautiful advice given by His Eminence, Amir Ahl Sunnat. So subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you want to know how to be a good daughter, how to be a good wife, how to be a good daughter-in-law, how to be a good mother, follow in the footsteps of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and all the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, and you would see success. You would see your life becoming much more better. And as we go along, we see the children of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. How many children did she have? She had three sons. And that was Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and Sayyidina Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhum. These were her three sons. I know most people, they only know of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. But she had three sons, and the last one is Sayyidina Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she also had three daughters, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. Now, Sayyidina Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, they passed away in their childhood. And due to this, there isn't extensive mention of them in historical and biographical sources. So subhanallah, this is something that for you and I, you know, it's important that we know. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to travel, and you know what he would do? He would first meet Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when he would return, then he would again first meet with her. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam headed to lead the salah, then he would pass by the home of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he would hear a mill grinding flour from within. And he would then make a beautiful dua, and he would say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, bless Fatima with the reward for her striving, as well as her contentment with what you decreed. Bestow upon her the ability to persevere, even in dire financial straits. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his beloved daughter. And this also teaches us, mothers out there, fathers out there, make dua for your children. Don't give them bad dua. If for some reason they did something that got you upset, that made you hurt, that made you angry, instead of giving them bad dua, rather make dua for them. Rather say, may Allah Ta'ala guide you. May Allah Ta'ala make you a hafiz. May Allah Ta'ala make you an alim. May Allah Ta'ala grant you barakah. May Allah Ta'ala grant you success. Give them more and more du'as, and you would see how their lives become better, filled with prosperity due to your du'as. And subhanallah, we learn this by the beautiful way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he made du'a for his beloved children, for Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he once asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is your beloved daughter dearer to you than me? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied so beautifully, and he said that my daughter, she is more beloved to me than you, and you are more dearer to me than her. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful reply given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we see that Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the blessed and sacred wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they displayed, you know, immense mutual love and respect towards one another. Like Jami' bin Umair At-Taymi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he recalls and he says that I came with my aunt to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was asked, who did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love most? And she replied that it was Fatima. And from the men, and then she said, her husband, and as per my knowledge, he fasts abundantly and stands in prayer for a long, long duration. Subhanallah. Now, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'im rahimahullah, he was a true lover of the Ahlul Bayt and the companions alayhim ridwan. Now, he extolled Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha via his literary works and poetry. And perhaps, you know, the blessings that came from this, it resulted in the great Mufti passing away on the same day that Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha did, which was the third of Ramadan. Now, he says, with regards to this hadith sharif, says that this is the truthfulness of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she did not say that I and then my father was the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She clearly conveyed what was in her knowledge. You know, had this question been posed to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, then she would have said that Aisha and her father was most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we clearly see, you know, one thing that stands out is that we see the purity of their hearts. And sadly, ignorant and unlearned young men now claim these two personalities were enemies. Remember that love has varying forms, as does being beloved to somebody. And the most beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's offspring to him was Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And from the brothers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And from his wife, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, one day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that, "Oh my daughter, will you not love the one I love?" And she lovingly replied, she said, "Why shall I not?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that love her, meaning love Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. And we see from her seerah that the hand of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, it developed painful blisters. And how this was caused? It was caused by grinding flour using a hand mill. How difficult it was. I mean, if you can imagine, back in those days, grinding flour using a hand mill. And she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, intending to request a maid. Yet she did not find him at home. But Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was there. And she told her why she had visited. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned, and Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha informed him regarding his daughter's visit. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally went to her home and said that, "Shall I not inform you of such an action better than what you ask for?" And he told her that when you lay to sleep, then say Subhanallah 33 times, say Alhamdulillah 33 times, and say Allahu Akbar 34 times. This is better for you than a maid servant. Now, Shaykh Badruddin Mahmud Al-Aini rahimahullah, he states that either Allah Ta'ala grants such power to the reciter of this tasbih that the difficult task, it becomes easy, and they do not require an external helper, or its reward in the hereafter is superior to the benefit offered by a servant in this world. So this is the understanding that we gain from the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he says that afterwards, I never missed the chance to recite this wazifa, to recite this litany, Allahu Akbar. And, you know, referred to as, we all know it as Tasbih Fatima. And it's especially, you know, encouraged to recite it in the Qadriya spiritual order. And we should also make a habit of reciting wada'if, reciting litanies, because they are very, very beneficial, both physically as well as spiritually. Now, we see that, you know, in one hadith it's mentioned that modesty, subhanAllah, is part of iman. The summary of the narration, haya, to have modesty, is very, very essential and important in Islam. And we see that the veiling of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was unmatched. Yes, unmatched. Such that her name has become a symbol of modesty itself. You know, when great scholars make dua regarding the veil, they say, "Oh Allah, grant our daughters and women the blessings of the parda of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha." And Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once asked, "What entails goodness for women?" And the companions, they submitted, they said, "We don't know how to respond." So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and told her of this. And she said that, "Why did you not say to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that goodness for women is in not seeing غير محرم men, and غير محرم men not seeing them?" So Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he related this, to which he asked that, "Who told you this?" And Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he said, "Fatima." And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that Fatima is a part of me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at her extensive knowledge, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Look at her modesty, at the haya that she had, the life that she lived, a life of simplicity. And all of this leaves a timeless message for you and I, especially once again to our daughters, our mothers, and Islamic sisters out there, that better your life by learning about the seerah of the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they are the ideal and perfect role model to follow. You want Allah ta'ala bless you with a daughter, you want her to grow up properly, you want her to be an embodiment of respect, then grow her up according to the Sharia from a young age. Get her used, you know, to wearing clothes that are modest and not clothes that are immodest. And in this way, she would have this habit in her when she grows up, that she would wear clothes which are modest. She would have parda. She would wear the parda. Why? Because of her childhood. Because of how you brought her up according to the Sharia. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are some of the timeless message that Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha has left for you and I. Subhanallah. And now we come to the part of the episode wherein we do go and listen to a very beautiful kalam. And mashallah, we do have a melodious kalam today in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to this beautiful kalam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into the life of the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madine jaane walon jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walon jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Taiba ko ja raha hai shaitan mere nabi ka, sab gunguna rahenge nagma mere nabi ka, sab gunguna rahenge. نغمہ میرے نبی کا. ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش, ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش. جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا, جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا, تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے, یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے.
دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا, دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی ہے جاری, سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی ہے جاری.
ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا, ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں, پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں.
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا, کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری, سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری.
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا, ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت, حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت.
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا, جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا. سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا، عشق و ادب میں ڈھل کر میرا سلام کہنا،
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا، جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبا کو جا رہا گے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر، اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر،
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا، لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبہ کو جا رہا گے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا۔
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم۔ ما شاء الله ما شاء الله، what a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم، آمين يا رب العالمين۔ Alhamdulillah, coming to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the blessed life of Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and the message that she has left for each and every one of us. Now, we have discussed her life, a life of simplicity, and you'd be surprised to know how her funeral procession was. Yes, you know, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explains and he says that at the time of her passing, Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she left a will saying that when I leave this world, bury me at night, so the gaze of non-mahram men do not fall upon my funeral procession. Allahu Akbar. You know, she protected herself from the gaze of non-mahram men in her life and even remained worried about them seeing her after she had passed away. And on one occasion, Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that in Abyssinia, I saw them tie the branches of a tree over the funeral procession and form the shape of a dome, which they cover with a cloth. Then she called for date tree branches, attached these, covered these with another cloth, and showed it to Fatima. And she was elated at the sight of this. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how she even worried about parda, worried about veil, even in her final moments. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, the views of Madani channel, there is a lot for us to learn. And to conclude, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when the day of Qiyamah occurs, a proclaimer shall declare that, O you who have gathered, lower your gaze so Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may cross the bridge of Sirat. And other narrations, you know, explain how on the day of Qiyamah, Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha will come forth while sat atop the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed camel, whose name is Adba. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make the dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the incredible personality that is Sayyida Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah ta'ala grant us forgiveness without accountability for her sake. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.